Do not let your hearts be troubled. I am going away. But I'm going away to prepare a place for you, so that where I am, you also may be. And I could not have told you this unless in my Father's house there were many places. And we heard in that second reading today that we are the chosen ones of God. We are his royal priesthood. We are his people set apart. We are a people he calls his own. And that's not in a kind of a, in any way, shape, or form, a sense of pride. But with that, there comes an awesome responsibility. When God says we are his chosen ones, that doesn't mean that we are special, that we are greater, that we are more important than other people. It's what he said to the disciples after his resurrection. They didn't realize it, and we don't either sometimes. But they were not given any formal education. Jesus didn't sit down and give them a whole formal training. He sent them out and told them, proclaim the word of God. Proclaim the word of God with your life. That is, if you want to be among my chosen ones. Proclaim the word of God. The goodness of God, the kindness of God. And be very mindful of those who suffer injustice, who are poor, who are marginalized, who have disabilities. That's what it means to be his chosen ones. That royal priesthood is not about power, prestige, privilege. Quite the opposite. It means we must walk the downward path of humility, because that's the road on which Jesus is. It's not about going up. Everything in our world today is going the other direction. Everything. It's good, but it's not where we're called to be. And if we embrace this with all the sincerity of our heart, then we will want so much to be a part of those words of the gospel. I am going to prepare a place for you, because I love you and because you have proclaimed the word with your life. A few years ago, in fact, probably 10 years ago, I was visiting one of our dear sisters at Malachy House, and she was very, very ill. And I sat there with her in the morning, I anointed her and prayed with her. She says, I'm going to die today. I said, really? Yeah, I'm going to die today. But I'm going to tell you something. When I get up to heaven, I'm going to tell Jesus to put a chair out there for you, so, and let nobody sit in it until you come. When I went back in the afternoon, she had gone home to God. And I hope I have a chair up there waiting for me. But we don't know. And the important thing today is that we really ask God for that grace to live those words that we have heard today. How fitting this song we're going to sing today. You have built your house of living stones. Nothing of our hands can hold you. Who can build your house but you alone? Who can hold you? Who will hold us? Build us into a house of prayer. A house of peace, a house of care, inn and hospice, fortress, banquet hall, home for all. That's what we're called to create, And this reading we heard today from the gospel, almost every funeral I have, that's the gospel that the family chooses. And I often wonder, how much are we aware of what we're saying when we do that? And this past week, I was in Montreal with a dear brother priest of mine who's a Trappist monk for 68 years. And he was going home to God, and he did go on Tuesday. But as I was with him on that couple hours before he died, he looked up with a wonderful glint in his eye and a smile, and he just waved his hand. He says, "Goodbye, Jim." And a few hours later, he went home. And those are the moments that make me, at least, so aware of this reading of God. I've gone to prepare a place for you. That's where we're all going. And hopefully it'll be a source of grace and strength to people we don't know, or people that don't know God, that are looking for something to hold on to. And so may we ourselves continually be mindful and take to heart, as I said, that word of God that we've heard today, and to be that royal priesthood of humility, and to know that God calls us to live a life of holiness. And that simply means to be a person of goodness, of kindness, of care, of concern. All those things that are in this beautiful song, "Now to your court your people ascends. Some come with partners, some come with friends. Some come with children, some come alone. Called together by your word, broken, dreaming, rich and poor, all come streaming through the door." Take that home and reflect on that today. And I leave you with this one final thought today. A dear lady, years ago, she never married, but had a full life, and she gave herself generously to so many people. And she knew that her health was giving out, so she went to the undertaker and said, "I want to prepare for my funeral." And so she said, "I want to show you what dress I want to be laid out in, and a few other things." So the undertaker understood all this, and he said, "After you put the rosary in my hands, I want you to put a fork in my hand." And he said, "Everything sounds good up to now, but," he said, "when people come in here to view you, what am I to tell them about this fork? That's going to be a bit unusual." Well, she said, "When you go to an upscale restaurant, you have two forks, one for the main meal, but then you have a small fork for the dessert. So make sure you put the small fork in my hand and tell people that's a sign that the best is yet to come."